For our parting words today, we turn to a writer we haven't heard from in a while. He has a never-before-published essay in The New Yorker this week. His pen is still dipped in satiric acid, though his topic is earnest, freedom of speech.
As an act of privilege, it ranks with the privilege of committing murder. We may exercise it if we are willing to take the consequences. Murder is forbidden both in form and in fact. Free speech is granted in form, but forbidden in fact. By the common estimate, both are crimes and are held in deep odium by all civilized peoples. Murder is sometimes punished, free speech always, when committed, which is seldom.
You may remember this writer, a fellow named Mark Twain. His words today are read by the novelist Paul Auster. Twain died almost a century ago, and scholars don't really know why. The essay hasn't been published before. The title, though, appropriately, is called The Privilege of the Grave.
Free speech is the privilege of the dead, the monopoly of the dead. If they should speak, what revelations there would be. For it would be found that in matters of opinion, no departed person was exactly what he had passed for in life, that out of fear, or out of calculated wisdom, or out of reluctance to wound friends, he had long kept to himself certain views not suspected by his little world.
And just 5 years before his death, Twain's passion was still barely controllable.
Sometimes my feelings are so hot that I have to take to the pen and pour them out on paper to keep them from setting me afire inside. Then all that ink and labor are wasted, because I can't print the result. I've just finished an article of this kind, and it satisfies me entirely. It does my weather-beaten soul good to read it and admire the trouble it would make for me and the family. I will leave it behind and utter it from the grave.
That essay, The Privilege of the Grave, finally finds its way into print this week after more than a century on the shelf. It's in The New Yorker, and our reader today was Paul Auster, whose latest novel is called Man in the Dark. And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.